The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
Let's face it, the world has become hypercritical and hypersensitive, and if you want to talk the talk, especially in that petri dish of society called the workplace, you got to know when to speak up and when to shut up. As an ongoing public service for those grappling with office speak, we present another installment of The Word in the Workplace and three more phrases you should never utter. Add these to Don't Reinvent the Wheel, Think Outside the Box, and We're Making a Paradigm Shift. Ugh. Today's expert, Jay Sullivan, author of Simply Said, Communicating Better at Work and Beyond. In our number one spot, ending an explanation with, does that make sense? Innocent enough, right? Au contraire, it implies that the listener doesn't have the wherewithal to ask for clarity. It also makes you sound weak, as if you're not sure about how you presented your information. Same goes for, was that clear? Or a personal fave put down of mine, the direct and condescending, Claire? No, if you want to be loved and admired, try what additional information on that would be helpful to you. At number two on the list of phrases to avoid in the office, that's a no-brainer. Oh, so incompassionate. Especially when you're talking to a room of brain-dead idiots. You're very likely to squash their confidence and self-esteem, and you can't spell team without self-esteem. Well, sure you can, but you get my point. Oops, should have referred to phrase number one there. Try this instead of the no-brainer. That makes sense to me. Finally, our number three phrase, not to be used in the office or in the case of this one, ever, in any situation, to be honest. If someone begins to make a point by saying, to be honest, you know they're a lying sack of poo. The Donald likes to begin statements with, to be honest. Just drop this one from your vocabulary altogether if you don't want people questioning your honesty. You can try starting your response with a thoughtful pause, or if you're really feeling on your game, you can say, I have some thoughts on that. But be careful, if the boss doesn't ask you for your opinion, you might not want to give it. Add these three to the other phrases to avoid in the workplace, like, I hate this crappy job and all of you too. I'm Cal Coat with a stack of cool new spins. Here's Austin's Grupo Fantasma from the new American Music Volume 7 and LT on World Beat Canada.
My life.
Squelchy guitars and funky as all get out. Abibio Sound Machine has a brand new album. It's called Doko Mean. And that was Wanna Come Down, featuring Eno Williams, who fronts this London Afro-funk band. Grupo Fantasma from Austin, Texas, bringing mariachi to James Brown territory from the new album American Music Volume 7. Both of these just hot off the press. You're hearing them first, and I hope you're digging them. LT is the name of that track. Both albums are fantastic, and we'll be hearing a lot more. Kobo Town was recently in town. This is Before the Day Star from Where the Galleon Sank.
Before the day star, you were formed in the womb by the light of the spirit warm. Before flesh and blood was stitched to bone. Before the day star, you were known. Before the day star, you were well. Then by breath and being fell in the unseen place where you would grow. Before the day star, you were home. Before the day star, you were made. No accident, no mistake. You say your mama barely knew your dad. Before the day star, you were planned. Before the day star, you were conceived in the mind of God to be received into the waiting arms of all that is. Before the day star, you were his. Brother, I know, oh, oh, you've been through the fire brought so low, always getting higher. Don't let the things that you do to make you numb let you forget just where you're from. Of having the lines of time and space, the apple of the all-seeing eyes. Before the day star, you were prized. Before the water split into sky and sea, before the day star, you were called to be. A ray reaching back to that endless light, which before the day star was burning bright. Before the day star, you were formed in the womb by the light of the spirit warm. Before flesh and blood were stitched to bone, before the day star, you were known. Before the day star, you were well. Then by breath and being filled in the unseen place where you would grow. Before the day star, you were home. My friend, why are you weeping? On the horizon, the dawn was creeping up to you and me and all while we were sleeping. See the shadows steadily retreating away as day comes our way, perhaps to stay. Day comes our way, perhaps to stay. Comes our way, perhaps to
it's Afro Reggae Night coming to Gilt & Co. 1 Alexander in Vancouver, featuring the Ezra Quizera Band as we take a look ahead into May. That's happening on the 4th. The Discover Dance Series presents African Music and Dance with Jackie Asombe. That's happening May the 16th. Shows at noon and 6 p.m. at the Scotiabank Dance Center at 677 Davie Street in Vancouver. Checking way down the road into June. On June 5th at the Imperial, it's the Long Beach Dub All-Stars, a nice way to warm yourself up for the Victoria Ska and Reggae Festival, the 20th anniversary edition, happening in Victoria at Ship Point Inner Harbor and the Capitol Ballroom and District Lucky Bar. The event includes Kai Manny Marley, Less Than Jake, Maccabee, Cherry Poppin' Daddies, Bugatti is going to be there. It's a huge list of performers and always a great time put on by the Victoria Ska and Reggae Festival. June 19th through the 23rd. Caracas are a Vancouver-based band who have contributed to a free compilation called The Pacific Sound System 3, a collection of ska music. They're standing by with La Familia Buendia. And we have new debuts to get to from Makumba and Jeff Stott. You've picked a good day to join us. On World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Cote.
Escapar su prisión de temor, ¿cómo haré para sabor a rencor? Lejos de acá, donde no vende tu dignidad. Hey, hey. Hey. no le impedía correr. Una gran oportunidad fue su más triste ilusión, sin pensar, pluma, sangre, camino y bondad. No pierdan esperanza en el bien.
Henu menenduka. It's a galem,
congratulations to the organizers of the Vancouver World Music Festival. They brought Mukumba to town, and those guys enchanted a roomful at the Imperial with their song and dance from Zimbabwe and the album Luyando. That was Muzwili. And we also heard Caracas from the free collection of ska called Pacific Sound System 3 and La Familia Buenia. Mindlessly watching the dots on the television set with nothing on the other night, and I caught one of these rock and roll revival programs and saw a great performance by Eric Burdon and the Animals, and he still got it, and it made me think back to some of the great music he made, not only with the Animals, but with War as well. As we check in with our Touch of the Familiar, one of my favorites from Eric Burdon and War, as interpreted by Los Mocosos from San Francisco area, and Spill the Wine, your Touch of the Familiar from World Beat Canada.
Summer's day, when I thought I'd lay myself down to rest in a big field with tall grass. As I lay there with the sun caressing my face, I fell asleep and dreamed. I dreamed I was in a Hollywood movie, and that I was the star of the movie. Well, this really blew my mind. The fact that me, a dark-skinned, bald-headed Puerto Rican from New York, could be the star of a Hollywood movie. But there I was. I was taken to a place, the hall of a mountain king. I stood up high on the mountain top, naked to the world, in front of every type of girl. There were long ones, short ones, big ones, round ones, black ones, white ones, red ones, crazy ones. She drank it. She said,
A Twisty Tale, formerly from Eric Burden and War, interpreted there by Los Mocosos. Spill the Wine. Jeff Stott spills some of the new music he's been working on with a new EP called Asiris. We're going to hear the title track from this San Francisco beat scientist's latest. Jeff Stott is next. This is World Beat Canada. Glad to have you along for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote. that's pretty, isn't it? Atmospheric electronica from Milan, Italy. It's called White Tree, and that track was Copenic. Jeff Stott before that from his new EP, also very trippy, Osiris is the title track, and that's what we heard. Classic dub music is tough to pull off live, and it requires making another member of the band out of the sound guy, and that's what Giant Panda Gorilla Dub Club has done, the Rochester, New York six-piece, perform with all the echoey dubby goodness, but they do it live. Check out Burkina Faso from World Beat Canada.
Crying, 'cause I'll never forget the way that I love my brother. No,
From Victoria, British Columbia, Astrocolor is on deck. From Astrocolor 3, they're going to join us with their take on what I consider to be one of the stupidest things ever imposed on humanity, which is daylight savings. You got your World Beat Canada. I'm Cal Coat.
Traditional
and the unpredictable. This is World Beat Canada.
Yeah.
another brand new release and totally unpredictable. That is Atlas Mayor from Austin, Texas, placing jazz, Middle Eastern, and Latin American musical idioms in dialogue with one another, featuring the oud and percussion and alto sax and flutes and stand-up bass. That was Trata from the new album Riptide. We're going to ride off into the electric sunset with a man who has been declared one of Spain's best guitarists, Twanguero and Gypsy Lady. We're produced and recorded through the facilities of Calcapyre Communications. Our sister broadcast podcast is Celt in a Twist. I hope you're checking out both. You can like us at our Facebook pages and also start at the homepage worldbeatcanada.com. But, you know, I always find that word of mouth is the very best way to get the word out. So do us a solid and make sure you tell your friends. Our last word goes to Maria Shriver, who says, "When the world is so complicated, the simple gift of friendship is within all our hands."
Communications.